When World War II began, many men here in Navajo country volunteered for the armed forces. Some of those men were asked to use their native language to send coded messages that were unbreakable by the enemy. It's part of our Best of 2014 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Navajo Code Talkers served throughout the Pacific during World War II. Some might be on battleships, but others were on the ground, transmitting important messages from the front lines. Roy Hawthorne says they made up words for military items, not in the Navajo language.
The code word for a fighter plane was hummingbird, and for a submarine was iron fish.
Not only did animals sometimes represent planes and submarines, but other words were used to represent certain English letters.
That message in Navajo code would drive Navajo crazy. He'd think, well, what's wrong with that guy?
Roy explains what a message like Hill 234 secured might sound like. It would begin by encoding the word hill.
So we use the code letter for the letter H, which is horse. And then we have I-L-L, sick. So we would say, sick horse. That's hill.
And for the word secured, the word sheep represented the letter S. The code talker would say, sheep cured, which meant secured. So the message Hill 234 secured would sound like,
So anybody hearing this, that guy's going nuts.
Going nuts because the message in Navajo was speaking of sick horses and cured sheep. More next time as we travel the countryside near Lupton, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.